You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
No Aaron Rodgers, no Watt, no Metcalf, no Jaylen Warren, no Jalen Ramsey, no Darius Slay, no Joey Porter Jr., no Patrick Queen, and obviously no Cam Hayward. The list of guys who won't play, we will see Mason Rudolph, Caleb Johnson, probably a little bit of Peyton Wilson, Wyatt Black on defense, a lot of Jack Sawyer. As the Steelers play their first game in Pittsburgh since early January. All right, let's go to the hotline and welcome in from CBS Sports. He is a Steelers Super Bowl champion, and he has made the transition into becoming a dynamic sports media personality. From CBS Sports, the great Bryant McFadden, back with us here on 93.7 The Fan. B-Mac, did you enjoy your time in Latrobe? You came back here for a little homecoming. You got to see the guys a little bit. What were your impressions of the Steelers that day?
First and foremost, yes. Anytime I get a chance to come back to Latrobe, it's always an enjoyable moment. The atmosphere is always high. It's football. You know, that's the first telling sign that football is back. And when I looked at the team, you know, just talking to a few guys and observing practice, everyone has bought in to this new Steeler culture for this upcoming season. I mean, everyone is really enjoy the process that Mike Tomlin has created in terms of the atmosphere, the environment, the competition has been very, very sound, and everyone is fired up.
Except Cam Hayward, who's still holding in. I would say he would be the notable exception there, B-Mac. Man, we have had Steelers fans rally against him here, even though he has been a class act for 14 years, Walter Payton Man of the Year award winner, and coming off an all-pro season. What's your thought on what's going on with him right now?
Yeah, and also, too, real quick, isn't Chris Boswell holding in also?
He is, yeah.
Yeah, so, and Chris is a very, very important piece, just like Cam is, for the overall success of the entire team. So it's almost like...
By the way, my producer, Donnie Football, made that point to Cabali last hour, and Mark Cabali laughed at Donnie for that exact point you just made, B-Mac.
No.
Scoffed at the idea that a kicker could be anywhere close to as valuable as Hayward.
Well, just look at what Chris has done over the last few years, especially a year ago. I mean, he was automatic, and he was impactful in points being scored. But his hold-in is being overshadowed by the bigger name playing a more notable position in Cam Hayward.
Yep.
I can tell you this much. It really surprised me, this training camp opportunity. I felt like Cam was going to be there. Now, I wasn't inclined to the financial numbers that he was going to receive this year. But one thing we can say as fans, for all the fans that are coming down on Cam and saying he's not a team guy and kind of turning their back on him, you cannot sit here and agree that he should be the 20th ranked defensive tackle this year in terms of per year salary. I think he's 25th. He will be ranked 25th or something like that because his production warranted otherwise, in my opinion. But let's keep it real, Pony. They're going to get something resolved. Like, this is...
You're not worried about it.
I'm not worried about it at all. They're going to get something resolved, move some money around, improve his 25-year salary for what... I don't know what it is he's looking for, but I can tell you this much. I don't expect to see Cam play for $14 or $15 million, whatever it is he's supposed to receive this year.
And you disagree with fans who say a contract is a contract, and if you signed the deal last year, it's up to you to uphold that end of the bargain?
Yeah, I disagree because you got to look at it from the other side. What if Cam had a horrible year last year, especially with his age? They might have cut him.
Absolutely,
right?
Or make him take another pay cut.
Exactly. So it's almost like you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't. Because for the fans that say a contract is a contract, what if Cam was horrible last year? What if he was injured the entire season and they came back and said, well, you need to take a pay cut or we're going to cut you? Well, a contract is a contract doesn't stand strong then. So it works in players' favor, and sometimes it doesn't work in players' favor, because we've seen guys get cut while they still have a year or 2 years left on their contract. So fans should understand and know that means nothing in the NFL.
How would you feel as a as a Steeler alum with a lot of notoriety, as a Steeler Super Bowl champion, if you tuned in to watch the game tomorrow night, and you saw Hayward walk out of the tunnel, and he was greeted with boos, booed by Steelers fans in Acrisure Stadium, what would Bryant McFadden's reaction be to that?
I would disagree with that, fans. You guys have applauded and cheered for Cam on and off the football field his entire tenure in Pittsburgh. Cam has never come off to be a selfish individual. He's selfless. He's always been team first. And the thing about Cam in this situation, he just wants a fair deal. So for any football fan, not just being a fan of the Steelers, but just football in general, and you know football well enough, you know Cam is not a $14 million defensive tackle, defensive end. When you look at what the other guys are getting, especially coming off the year that he had a year ago. Mm-hmm. So that's what you have to look at. So I think fans cannot get too emotionally involved in this and just understand the business side of things. Yes, he wants to be paid, compensated correctly, in a fair way. I don't expect to see Cam asking for Chris Jones-type money or whatever the high cap number is for that.
I don't think he is. I think he just wants money moved from next year to this year and give him like an extra $4 or $5 million, B-Mac.
Okay, so what's the problem?
That's what I say. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, dude. That's what I said.
Why would a fan boo him if, and we know that would be fair, because you can't sit here and say Cam playing for $14 million is fair.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of the game and you really know ball.
I'm with you, man. All right. You talked to Aaron Rodgers at Steelers training camp. Everyone kind of has their own perception of what Aaron Rodgers is. Not many of us get to actually meet him and have the opportunity to see if he will potentially change our minds about him. What was that interaction like for you?
Man, it was great. It was great. If you watch the interview, you can just tell Aaron Rodgers is genuinely happy to be a part of the Steelers organization. He emphasized that. I actually spoke with Aaron before we did the interview, had a great conversation with him, and it was dope, man. It was really dope. It was so authentic. And the thing I love about Aaron Rodgers, you have to appreciate his knowledge of football. The man knows football. He loves ball. That's important. He also echoed about his willingness just to be here with the Steelers when given the opportunity to do so. I mean, he shared with me kind of being in unfamiliar territory in Latrobe, you know, staying up late playing video games with some of the younger guys. I mean, that's building team camaraderie. That's what we used to do, Pony, when I was there in Latrobe. We stayed up late in dorm rooms playing video games, building a sense of togetherness. And that's dope. That is dope to hear from him. And like I said, he is genuinely happy to be a part of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And him joining the Pittsburgh Steelers, Pony, the last thing I say,
yep,
it wasn't about money, because they're giving him around $13 million or something like that. And I got word that he actually could have gotten more. But that's what he wanted. He wanted enough just to handle his normal
expenses. Oh, they offered more and he turned it down?
No, it wasn't that they offered more. They were willing to offer more.
Oh, interesting.
It would have been a situation where they would be willing to kind of pay him more than what he's actually receiving. But Aaron was like, no, man, this is what I would take, and I just want to play ball. So that tells me this is a guy who's all in. You know what I mean? So I love that, because that is what our team was about when I was there. Guys that are all in and willing to do whatever needs to be done to win ball games.
BMAC, I just have to say, if somebody heard you say that and was like, well, wait a minute, Cam Hayward isn't acting that way, he's not sacrificing or doing those things to be all in, what would your response be to that?
Well, I'll say this. Who had more of a better year as an individual? Regardless of position, who had more of a better year? If you had to look at Aaron Rodgers' year last year with the Jets.
Oh, Hayward. Hayward was an all-pro, and Rodgers went 5-12. That's not even close.
Okay, he was an all-pro. I mean, he had almost double-digit sacks. He dominated in every game he participated in, and he's highly underpaid. So this is two different things. And Cam Hayward is not a part of a new team.
Right.
This is a team that drafted him. He's homegrown, and he's been one of your best leaders. That I played with Cam Hayward. And he just made All-Pro a year ago in year, what, 14?
Yeah, that was his 14th year. This is going to be 15. Yep.
Yeah, so fans, come on, man. Y'all know good and well Cam ain't a selfish guy. He just wants fair value.
B-Mac, that's exactly what I said when the show started. I'm like, everybody loved this guy for 14 years. What do they think happened in February? He just woke up one day and turned into an a-hole? I just don't want to believe that about him.
And to your point, if he's looking to see an extra $4 or $5 million, that's fair.
Yep,
that is fair. I don't have an issue with that. So fans, gotta come on, take the emotions out of it and just look at it from a fair set of lenses. Is what he's asking for fair based on how well you? Hold on, you said an All Pro last year.
Yes.
How many All Pros we had on our team last year, Pony?
I don't think any other first team. I think T.J. Watt was second team, right? Or was he first team, Donnie? Was Watt first team?
I thought he was second team.
He was second team. That's what I thought. And Boswell was second team, so he was the only one.
Cam Hayward was the only first team All-Pro from our 2024 team. And fans are mad because he's asking for a few more million dollars and basically saying he should come play for 14. Like, what are we talking about?
Fans are saying cut his brother just to, like, prove a point and, like, trade him to the Browns. I mean, ridiculous things are being
said. Man, you know
here.
Now, sometimes Steeler fans, I love them, they're loyal, but sometimes they can be a bit ruthless. We know that. they're emotionally involved, and that right there is far-fetched. That has nothing to do with his brother. But like I said, fans, don't worry. Things are going to get resolved. Things will get worked out.
Donnie piped in there. Boswell was actually first team over Aubrey. So those are the two guys that were first team, and they both want more money right now. You mentioned the camaraderie of camp, and Roger said he was roommates with Metcalf or suite mates. They shared the same bathroom. Who was your favorite roommate in training camp when you were playing for the Steelers? Did you have one?
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yo, my so this is a funny story. So 2006 season was my second year. Mm-hmm. We just signed Ryan Clark from Washington. I just started to learn Ryan Clark. He was my roommate in year one for him, two for me. So, of course, we DB, so we already have that. I didn't really know Ryan. I know him, but I don't know him. So I'm still trying to figure him out. Mm-hmm. So, of course, guys got different sleeping habits. You know, this is the first week we get that pony. And I remember when one night we were watching TV and we were watching Snakes on a Plane that night. And so that was the last thing we watched before we cut the lights off. So now we're going to sleep. And this is day two and day three. I know Ryan, but I really don't know him like I know him now. So I'm still trying to figure him out. So in the middle of the night, if guys in Latrobe in the dorms, depending on where you're stationed, see the light can kind of come into your room, regardless of the blind down or not. Long story short, I just heard something fall. So I'm still sleeping. But I literally saw Ryan. Like a spotter. I'm like, what the freak is going on? Am I at the fight? Is he flipping out? Is he going crazy? He was panned, and he was like, I'm like, literally think we're going to fight. Because I'm like, if he's tripping mentally, I got to defend myself by any means. Long story short, this man done had a nightmare from the movie Snakes on a Plane. He was dreaming that snakes was all over him. So he literally jumped out of the bed because he thought snakes was on him, and he was on the floor trying to get away from the snake.
Oh, my God. That is something. Before we let you run, I got to ask you about Jalen Ramsey in the Steelers' corner. So reportedly, yesterday at joint practice, Mike Evans went against Ramsey, and it wasn't pretty. Evans kind of worked him over. Ramsey has told you and other people, like, hey, I'm going to get the number one wide receiver assignment, but also I'm going to play a lot of safety. Mike sat these guys down, I guess, before training camp started and let Joey Porter Jr. know, like, hey, I still love you, but when we go up against the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm going to put Jalen on Ja'Marr Chase. That's not your assignment anymore. How do you think that dynamic is going to work with those corners this year?
I don't think it's going to be an issue. I think you're dealing with a bunch of guys that understand, you know, high-level ball, right? And Joey has really emerged to be a really, really good corner, and the sky is the limit for him. Now, hearing that, because I also saw that as well, Pony, I think the biggest question I have, a lot of times when you look at Ja'Marr Chase, you know, he's either the X or the Z. And if Jalen is going to be our nickel and Ja'Marr is either the X or the Z, if you have Jalen following Ja'Marr, who plays the nickel for us? Because if you look at the overall professional resume of Darius Slay, he's never been an inside guy. He's always been an outside guy. And, of course, Joey has been an outside guy as well. So if that's the situation where we're playing a la Cincinnati, who plays the inside? Because we know Jalen is going to be our nickel guy. He's played nickel throughout his professional career and excelled at that position. But if that's the case, who plays nickel?
Great question. I guess maybe Eccles or Bishop would come in and one of those outside corners would come off the field. But Tomlin said he's not going to do that.
You're not taking off the field Slay or Porter. Because to your point, you know, Eccles or whoever they're not as good as Slay or Porter. So that would be my question, like, and seeing how this would play out. Because our best three corners, as we see it today, is Ramsey, Porter, Slay. Right?
Yes, by far.
Yes. And then not to mention when you're playing against Cincinnati, you still got a grown man opposite of Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. So I guess we got to see how it play out. But, you know, that's a great problem to have in terms of corners fighting to go get a guy like Ja'Marr Chase.
B-Mac, thanks so much, brother. We'll talk again soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're the best. Yep, Brian McFadden.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.